Devil's Advocates, weekdays from 2 to 5. Outside the Pizza Box is an independent production and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of this station, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. And if you're hearing me, you're tuned in to 92.7 FM, Devil Radio, 1580 AM. And we're live on State Street in front of Knuckleheads at 550 State Street. 1 o'clock, Crudy's going to be here, and I'm going to hang with him. But, hey, Jason, are you hearing me?
I got you, man. How you doing down there?
Pretty good. Yeah, you know, we haven't seen each other for a while. Sorry about last week.
Hey, things that are out of our control, right? That's the way it goes sometimes.
Oh, who'd have thought that I could run into any trouble on a 2,000-mile trip, right? Wow. And I just got to tell you that that's the last time I'm going to take one like that. Taking that five-lane interstates all the way down is not the way to go. And I don't know if there is a way to go, to be honest with you. It was pretty brutal. And I think I'm just finally getting back to myself today after getting back Monday. And then, of course, I had to go to the doctor to find out how bad my spine is. And I thought, you know, Pizza Box, not have a spine? Seriously? And it's just a fracture. And there's nothing, you know, the doctor's cleared me of having to worry about anything, you know, cancerous or anything like that. So that was pretty awesome.
That's, and yeah, I got that's really great, man.
And it was a fun trip, even though, I mean, so we leave, I drive from my town to Chicago to meet my son and his family so we could take the nine of us in two cars down to Georgia. And we don't even get out of Chicago, and he picked up some kind of piece of metal, and there's a flat tire. So we 3 hours getting that all taken care of. And by the time we got down to, I think we were in Kentucky, we're like, I think we should just spend the night somewhere. So that went pretty good. And then get up and go to Denny's and eat breakfast with the, you know, we got a table of nine, and we had a really good waitress, and it just, everything was going along pretty good. Now we get down to Georgia, and I'm like, it's late at night. Boy, I think we're just going to have to not make it back in time for the show. I'm beat. I'm going to stay overnight. And the coolest thing happened on Friday night, Saturday morning. It was like 1:30 in the morning, and I hear this, and I look, and there's Juan, my 20-month-old grandson, standing there waking me up. And I'm like, oh, you want to come in? And he climbed up on there and went to sleep. And then it was cold. They had the air conditioner on. So I gave him the blanket, and I pretty much stayed awake the whole time. But it was funny because my son told me that, yeah, he woke up crying, and I said, come here. And he ran into you, he said. He really likes you. So he does, and I like him. And it's kind of funny when you – I think the key to all of it is to never really grow up. And you know, I came up with a nice phrase after the trip was, there's life after death, and it's called grandchildren, man. It's just awesome. I feel like I've accomplished something. And then you have to worry about them too, right? Oh, I'm not there anymore. Geez, what if this happens? You got to let go. So I let go, and I'm driving back, and I got into Kentucky, and from Kentucky to Indianapolis, nothing but rain. Rain, rain, rain. Some of it heavy, people turning their flashers on. That only makes it worse, you know, if you're not pulled over. Why are you driving with your flashers on? I can't tell. It was bad. And then I get outside. I'm like, all right, I'm going to make it all the way to Chicago. And I get outside Indianapolis, and now I got a flat tire. And long story short, I stayed in Indianapolis on Sunday night. And I got to tell you, I was really amazed with the downtown Indianapolis. Just beautiful. You know, where we have the square up here in Madison, they have like a circle. And all these monuments, unfortunately, most of them are honoring wars you know, well, the Civil War, okay, I get down with that one. And then you get to the other side, and they're bragging about all the Native Americans they defeated, and I'm just, like, lowering myself. But there's, like, they have just all brick road circle, and all the roads coming in have bricks, and there's guys working and fixing it, and it's just beautiful down there. And then, again, you look around, and it's like banks. And you just realize this is all for people that are doing pretty good. And I didn't think I was doing that well, so I decided to leave that spot of town.
Hey, Pizza Box.
Yeah.
I'm just tying in. We do have a call, and I didn't know if you want to get to him right away.
No, we can.
He's got a similar topic about a downtown that's been really revitalized here, and it's Wisco Paul calling, and he wanted to talk to you about something, so we'll bring him on, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, Wisco, you're on, man.
Hey, Pizza Box, welcome back. And like you, I'm old, so I remember 1971. But
So do I, brother. 71 was a good year, man. I think I was working trying to get McGovern elected.
Okay, well, you go way back. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just you make me laugh, too. That's cool. Hey, I just want to say something about the Deer District down there around the stadium. When you look at that at the last two home games, it's people from all walks of difference. You know, all walks of life. It's just incredible, and it gives me hope for the future to see that all these people are rallying around the Bucs, and how that's all fixed up down there. I remember when the Bradley Center was there, you know. But it's just a beautiful thing to see, a beautiful thing for Milwaukee, the state. And it's hard to watch right now because I want 71 so bad again that I watch these games and I get real nervous. But I just wanted to bring that out that, hey, maybe there's some hope for us all for the future, Pizza Box. And, again, welcome back, and I hope you have a great show and have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Wisco Paul. And the Bucks might win, but, no, it's not going to get better, man. It's just,
come on.
I know. I'd say, hey, listen, I traveled. I saw a lot of stuff in 2,000 miles.
Yeah,
and I understand what Paul's saying. And by the way, back in 71 and 72, when the Bucks won, I actually went to a game at the Coliseum, and we had the Bucks whole team autograph that. And so did the 76ers and the coaches. And Eddie Doucette was broadcasting, and he was talking to me live on the radio, and just crazy. But I don't know where that thing went to, and it was Lou Alcindor's signature at that time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Woo. And, I got a list of people that I'd like to meet, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is definitely one of them. That guy is just, you know, makes that. Yes, Wisco Paul, when I see people like, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out there making things happen, yes, there's still hope, obviously. And the grandkids, they give me the hope. But I'm also a realist. And what I see every day is really not good. And as far as this, yeah, man, how's it going?
Get some love down there. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, but you can hang out if you want.
We're looking for something to eat, but on the way back.
Oh, okay, bring me something to eat. No, I'm just kidding. I hope you find something.
Pizza Box making friends and
right?
Ordering lunch here on the radio.
And it doesn't have to be pizza.
Pizza Box, where are you literally?
I am standing in State Street.
You are broadcasting from State Street at this very moment.
And 500 block.
The humanity, it's just passing us all up and down the street.
And I've got a friend named Kelly sitting right across the street that came and remembered me and him 10 years ago. And he mentioned that he didn't have shelter at that time. And now he's like 2.5 years ago or something. And he looks good, man. And I remember him. So it's kind of cool that 10 years has gone by, and I haven't forgot everything yet.
Well,
I'm trying.
I think the good news is, Pizza Box, you leave an impression on those you meet. People don't forget you readily.
Hey, you know, they didn't forget me at the place I stopped in Illinois on the way home either.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because I was bad-mouthing the legislators in Wisconsin for making us have to run to Illinois to buy legal marijuana for the first time in my life. And then you get people saying, well, you know, I get, you know, about the same quality from it. Hey, look, you know, I got friends too, okay? But this was different. It was an experience. And no, you're wrong. The stuff was really good quality. How do I know? One shot and I'm done, okay? So I'm all for
it. You have certain expertise in these words.
Yes.
And these topics.
Don't you remember when people said, hey, you know, you can't be driving and smoking? And I said, you know, if you find something that inebriates me that much, you know, give me a call. I won't drive. I'll sit.
Well, buddy, we're not driving. We're sitting on the tailgate. We're watching the world walk by here on State Street, literally broadcasted from State Street.
Yep.
And it's Maxwell Street Days, and we're at the Knuckleheads location. Come down and say hi to Pizza Box Mike, 550 State Street Knuckleheads. Moved in to what used to be the Pipe Fitter store.
Right, and I talked about that back in 1979. My comrades and I, our senior year, talking about, oh, it's going to be legal real soon now.
Oh,
going to the Pipe Fitters, getting our screens and stuff. Yeah, feeling really, ooh, like real outlaws.
Buddy, I think I went to Pipe Fitters very first time. In maybe 1984, and I felt like an outlaw teenager going in there.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know if I was supposed to be there. I didn't know if there was like an age requirement. I don't remember back that far, but
I think there was.
But I was underage, and I was in there, and I was getting an eye full of just all the T-shirts and the different stuff and knuckleheads. Hopefully, they'll make a new, you know, 30 years here at this location at 550 State Street. We'll talk to the proprietor. We'll talk to the manager, Decker, probably after 1 o'clock because we're going to be here for a while, aren't we, Pizza Box?
Yeah, but it would be really perfect if Dom was here because then, you know, knuckleheads.
Come on, man. You can't even acknowledge a man walks up, punches you in the shoulder.
Look at him. He's running away. He didn't
want to. And you can't. Well, it's because you didn't acknowledge him. You hurt his feelings.
He bruised me.
Well, next time, accept his knuckles, and he might not punch you in the shoulder.
No, I'm sure he didn't want me to say his name.
That positive. Okay.
I know him. He's, you know, some. I have friends in high places that don't want anybody to know they're friends with me.
He did look familiar, almost like he might serve in state governance, or am
nope.
I thinking of a
nope.
different
he's,
guy?
No, he's actually the guy is connected to UW Athletics.
Hmm.
So, you know, if you ever have, like, somebody coming into town that's, you know, famous, you might be able to get something from that guy.
So Pizza Box has been partying with Barry Alvarez.
No. and never was. Hey, listen, never was a fan of his, but I do remember one Barry Alvarez story where I was driving down University Avenue, and there was Barry. And I go, two more games, Barry. And he goes, one. And I go, bowl game? And he's like, oh, yeah. That's how stupid that guy was. One more regular season game, but there was a big bowl game coming. The guy was like, oh, one more game. I don't know. When we come back, we'll try to talk about something really pleasant, like COVID-19 and the resurgence. And I'm already ready for that, man. We'll be back in a minute.